Very good! Ed Berry on the buzzer! What an
Making big shots.
Davis to reply. Yes, he hits a three! 3 3-pointers in quick succession at either end of the floor. The Rocks have it now.
Durham brings it cross mid-court. He's getting harassed by Evans. They still have fouls to give Cheshire. Here's Sloan to the basket. Out to Oymaz. Sloan in the corner for the win. Oh! Can you believe it? David Sloan wins it on the buzzer. And the Caledonian Gladiators go wild.
Hello and welcome to the Gladcast Basketball Podcast, the podcast all about the Caledonia Gladiators. We're at the start of a new British Basketball League season, and the Gladiators enter the fray after a stunning 2022-23 season topped by the second trophy in club's history and the first for 20 years. Coach Murray's squad enters the new season with a difficult, unknown step into the new season with facing off against the Manchester Giants. The Giants, with changes galore, enter the new season as one of the biggest unknowns. The Gladiators enter the new season with new faces, familiar faces, and a number of players returning as the squad embark on a next quest of juggling not only league action, but a demanding European schedule. We're joined on the show today, previewing the new season by Gladiators team manager Mitchell. Mitchell, happy new season.
Happy new season to you too, buddy. It's good to be back.
Yeah, so we're going to try and make this a regular kind of thing for the season, just like we did towards the end of the season when we had our kind of playoff shows and then our kind of award show as well, hopefully. So as we said, Gladiators are on an absolute journey at the moment. We've got Europe, we've got new facilities opening, we've got the new team and obviously the new British Basketball League season. And so, yeah, let's fire off with Europe. We've got, after the, I think we said earlier today when I was at practice, Mitchell, in a week's time, the team will be flying off to Turkey for the BCL first, I suppose it's pre-qualifying round against Freiburg. And let's try and sum up what Europe means for this franchise.
Where to begin? First and foremost, it's the first venture for a Scottish team to enter Europe in maybe 30, 40 years worth, maybe, since the 80s or 90s.
Yeah.
First time ever for the Rocks never did it in their time. The Gladiators in their second season in professional basketball are already stepping into that on both the men's and women's sides. And we're going straight for Champions League, which is, in terms of FIBA competition, the highest level you can reach. Even if the worst case scenario happens where we don't make it through that qualification round, we are still aiming to play in Europe Cup. That's still happening. So regardless of how this tournament goes in Turkey, European basketball is coming to East Kilbride and coming to the new venue.
Yeah, and it's massive to think that, like, we've got Freiburg as, like, almost for any chance of making the BCL, we've got to go through four qualifying games. And I think, what is it, out of the BCL qualifiers, actually only three or four teams actually make it in. So it's a long, tough journey, but Freiburg, the Swiss champs, are going to be an incredibly tough matchup.
Mm-hmm. An interesting fact about them, actually, is they actually played a team we played in the preseason already, Antwerp, the preseason tournament in Switzerland, and Freiburg beat Antwerp. So we already have an understanding of the standard of teams we're going up against, and no game is going to be easy. Even this pre-qualifier against the Swiss champions, there's a reason they've been champions for so many times. So it's not going to be an easy contest for the Gladiators whatsoever. But Gareth has been working with his team incredibly hard since the team arrived at the start of August. They've been working day in, day out to improve their collaboration on court, to improve their camaraderie off the court, to be the best team possible to compete in Europe.
Yeah, I suppose you look at, having had a wee look at Freiburg as well, they've made up of a lot of Swiss international players. They've got, for this season, they've brought in a guy who averaged over 20 points a game in Norway. It should be a really exciting matchup, and I suppose we'll touch on what our squad looks like more later on, but when you're bringing in European quality players like Lukas Pleasia, it can only be exciting for fans, watchers to see.
Oh, definitely. And for us also is seeing the standard. This is the main thing, that one main thing for me anyway, from looking into this European competition, is we're not looking to win the competitions in our first year. It's not going to happen. Let's be brutally honest about that. But this is a learning experience for the Gladiators going forward of what standard do we have to play at to compete at a European level? What standard do we have to get at to qualify for Champions League? What standard do we have to do to get to the playoffs and compete in Europe Cup? These are questions we don't know the answers to yet, but this season, getting that experience on the court against these top-level teams means we have that chance to learn what standard we need to set for ourselves going forward.
And yeah, and you look at other teams and maybe not going to Europe or taking a different route into Europe, and you go, well, you don't know what to expect unless you try it. If you don't, it's just like you don't know what food you're going to like if you don't try and eat it first. You don't know what you're allergic to if you don't try it first. And I really, really am excited about the kind of the journey, the path, the stages we're taking to kind of grow as a team. So it's getting, just everything's really exciting. My only doubt, upset, is that Turkey's a long way to go.
Yeah. We were all hoping for somewhere a bit closer to home for Champions League qualies.
Frankly, speaking selfishly, Mitchell, like, Turkey's too far for me to go. Like, give me something that's 2.5-3 hours away, or 2.5 hours away max. You can fly over for a few days, top up the suntan. Turkey's just that wee bit too far for me. So I'd like you, when you're out there, when you speak to FIBA people from the BCL, I'd like you to just note that point, that the Teams Podcast guy is like not happy about the distance travelled.
Of course, I will have a word as soon as I see them.
So let's move on. Any day now, we're expecting to see the guys and girls start training out of the brand new or redeveloped Play Sports facility up here in East Kilbride. You've seen the work slowly get on it, slowly make its way, or actually pretty rapidly when you think of time. I've seen it come along leaps and bounds from any time I've been up there. And we're almost at that kind of time where the court's ready, the practice facility's ready, fans will be coming into the arena in a matter of weeks, the players will be training out of there, players will be based there, able to practice it most times of the day. It's just an incredibly exciting time to see this come to fruition.
It's absolutely phenomenal. To be honest, I've only been seeing what's been going on from an office perspective, through emails and through conversations with other people. I've actually not stepped into the venue since July of this year, deliberately so, because I want to have that first experience of stepping onto the court, into the practice facility, and seeing it in all of its majesty. And the work that's been going on behind the scenes is incredible, and credit to everyone that's been involved, because everyone from the venue operator staff to everyone that's came on board within the Gladiators in the last matter of months has played an integral part in making sure we are ready for our fans coming into the building. And I really hope it's going to be a really positive experience for everybody involved. And the game day experience will be probably one of the best we've had in Scotland for basketball, period. If not the best. The fan zone, I'm actually more excited for the fan zone, purely for what the plans are for that and how we're going to make that such a exciting experience to make you want to come early and experience all of it and come to other events within the fan zone, out with just game days, to be involved with the club. It's going to be incredible.
I mean, selfishly talking, my daughter loves the face painter. So as long as she can continue to get a face painted or a foam finger, she's going to be happy.
Well, the foam fingers are in, I can say that much.
But no, it's just having this whole kind of play sport facility and everything that kind of comes behind it, through having the kind of performance pathway, the both pro teams based out of it. It just kind of completes this kind of stage of the kind of journey from both teams last season playing anywhere and everywhere, training anywhere and everywhere, to both being under the same roof. And kind of almost feels like the squads will become one.
Oh, yeah. I think that's one really good step forward, is that there's going to be so much more collaboration between the men's and women's sides. You'll see a lot more of that in terms of community work that'll be going on. In terms of game days, you'll see both teams supporting each other and encouraging the youth programs to do exactly the same. That this is going to, we are a unified front now. We are the Gladiators. There is no Gladiators men, Gladiators women. We are all part of the same structure. And we have to support each other. We're one big organization. Both men's and women's teams are competing in Europe at the same time. We need to back each other's corner for these big battles that are coming. And this is the best time to get involved, regardless of where you come from in Scotland. This is the time to be involved in basketball.
So let's move on. When we're talking about the basketball, let's talk about the team on the court. And for this episode, we'll just kind of focus on the men's team, since it's the men's teams that kind of kicks off this kind of league action in the next couple of weeks before the season begins for the girls. We've seen coming in, you've got returning players in Kyle Jimenez, Johnny Bunyan, Fraser Malcolm, Prince Onwaz, Oscar Baldwin, and Farah Ali Hodgic, bringing back a kind of massive part in retention of Coach Gareth's team, which is an incredible place to be considering that you get a lot often most teams replacing players. We bring in Pat Whelan and Kyle Johnson from other BBL teams who were massive for their teams. Pat Whelan, not a top, I think he was all Brit team again, and then Kyle Johnson, who at times was arguably the Eagles' best player last season, to then top it up with brand new talent to this club with Mihail Jovicic, Ian DeBos, Lucas Paliza, Trent Buttrick, and then Clifton Moore. I think I've not missed anyone out, which would be brilliant if I've not. And yeah, Mitch, tell us a wee bit about that. Obviously, bringing back so many guys is key. But what can that mean for the team going forward, seeing guys return?
I think seeing guys return is really good to show the development of the players and the investment the coaching staff have in these guys to get them better going forward. With obviously a lot of the players returning are our British players. We have our younger players like Fraser Malcolm, Kyle Jimenez, Oscar Baldwin, we're investing in them to develop and grow as basketball players. We want them to be the best version of themselves for us. You combine that with the likes of Prince Onwaz, who has experience internationally. We're bringing him back for a second season. His impact defensively last year was massive. His impact off the court with the team was also really important. And we all saw how much Fano impacted the team when he arrived halfway through the year last year. It was a no-brainer to bring him back. And having him now stepping up as captain for the team as well is a really important step for us. His maturity and his experience in international play, as well as for GB in the past, and also within the league with both us and with London Lions, he's a very good head to have at the front leading the charge for both domestic and international competitions for us. The other Brits bringing in, like Patrick Whelan, Kyle Johnson, both players have a knowledge of the BBL already. They both have international experience and have played in European basketball before. And they're both very experienced and a lot of very knowledgeable players that are going to bring up a massive variety of skills that we can really widen what is possible with Gareth's squad. And I think that's one thing that kind of summarizes the squad he's brought together this year, is a lot of versatility across the players. A lot of people can do very different things and help each other in different ways and fill in different roles on different nights to meet the needs of the players and the team to get the results to win matches.
So then we look at the kind of, maybe a different tack for us team, or under Gareth especially. We look to Europe. We brought in Mihail Jovicic. We brought in Lucas Paliza. Two high IQ basketball players. Lucas, obviously a Czech international, has played at the Olympics, and Mihail coming in with top end experience in Serbia. And also still probably on the comeback from a life-threatening kind of illness, and leading his hometown team back into the top flight of the Serbia kind of basketball league. Bringing those two guys in when you've got Europe is kind of massive, kind of almost sets the tone for what to expect, especially playing culturally a different brand of basketball.
Very different. The Eastern European style of basketball is very different to the British. It's a lot lob on the slower side. It's incredibly physical. It's a tough style to play against, and anyone that's watched any of those teams play from any level or even played against them at local league, you know how physical these guys can be. And it is a nightmare to deal with if you don't know what you're doing. So us bringing in two guys with a lot of experience in Jovicic and Paliza, who understand that style of play and have a lot of really good experience at that level, it's massive. And not only that, they're very capable players. They're very smart players as well, that bring a level of insight, and you see it even on the day-to-days of passing when doing different drills and different scrimmages throughout practices. You see them, they're making these passes, predicting where players are going to be ahead of time that the players themselves are unaware they're going to be there. They're making these passes over the back of their heads that lands in a player's hands that defensively you wouldn't expect that. And that's a level and caliber of European basketball that we haven't had before. And because we're now looking to that, that's going to be a massive precedent setting forward for Gareth's squad of what his expectations are for every match.
Yeah. And then I suppose you look at Ian DeBos and Trent Buttrick. Trent was Defensive Player of the Year in North Macedonia last year, averaging almost basically a double-double. And then Ian DeBos comes in from Denmark, where his team lost in the kind of playoff finals there to Bakken. And he was another one, high teens, high assists, high rebounds per game, that kind of combo guard. He looked incredible in training today, getting up and down the floor, and he was the last one still on the court way after we left, probably. So, yeah, those guys coming in with European experience makes a massive difference as well.
Oh, for sure. And they also bring a very good bit of variety to the skill set that we have within the club. Again, it goes back to that diversity and able to adapt to different situations. Trent has played a lot of four and five when he was playing in Macedonia and also in college. He tends to prefer the four slot, so he prefers to be a bit further away from the basket, but he does have a lot of skills underneath and he is very strong. I think in terms of the preseason testing, in terms of strength, he led the team by quite a good margin. The boy is going to be tough to handle for anyone in both BBL and in Europe. And he's also got a really good shot on him as well. He's a three-point shooter. He loves to step out and take that extra shot. And having that ability is massive. And DeBose, if you've looked at his stats when he played in Denmark, he was a scoring machine.
Yeah,
he was just unbelievable. And I think that's all it's going to take for him. He's going to be one of these microwave players that you give him some minutes, he gets hot, you can't stop him. And he's going to be a problem. I think he didn't have some of the best games early on in preseason, but again, you're playing against incredibly high caliber teams. It sets a standard for what's expected of him. And I think that you've got a really good potential for him to go off for a number of games this year and put up 20 plus points easily.
So the final player to kind of touch on, and our only rookie this season, which is for a Scottish-based franchise, the Gladiators of Rocks, is very unusual just to see it being one rookie player. Clifton Moore comes in after a pretty cool journey from college, from Providence to Indiana and other places as well. At training day, he stood out as being a legit 6'10 plus. Big, long arms. And from reading social media posts about preseason games, someone that, if anything, has been really impressive. And he comes in to this season with all these guys to learn from and ready to make an impact.
I'm trying to think of the best way to describe him fairly, because Clifton is really impressive as a rookie. Sometimes you get rookies that come in and they are just like, okay, they're a rookie, they're going to learn. But he's been impressive from day one. The athleticism he brings, the knowledge he can bring on the court, and his impact has been massive. He also brings a whole different skill set to Faro. So as your center, Faro is very much more of a on the ground, playing a bit more physical inside, while Clifton will be dunking all over you. He'll be up in the air. He will be full of energy. He'll be full of tenacity, and he won't give up on anything. And again, as you said about the length, he's listed at 6'11", but he's probably 7 foot. He's got a long wingspan for his height as well, which means that not only is he going to be a problem in the air, but defensively he's going to be a real pest.
Big boy.
If he keeps that energy consistent throughout the year, a lot of teams are going to have a problem trying to either get the ball to the guy that he's marking, or even get the ball away from him if he's got the ball in his hands. One thing I noticed in preseason, which I found fascinating, was he has a jump shot on him. And he has the ability to do it pretty damn well. And because his release point is so high, because of the length of his arms, it's basically unblockable. He's just that tall of a guy. And when that ball releases, I can't imagine any player in our league being able to block that consistently.
But let's have a quick look at who we're up against this weekend. We face off, obviously, against Manchester Giants. Massive change this season for them again. They obviously entered the last season with a team kind of full of BBL vets in terms of Ramon Fletcher, Dirk Williams, William Lee, Legend Robertson had been about as well. And this season they head into this with a massive amount of change. They've kept guys like Callum Jones, Nick Lewis, Legend Robertson, and William Lee. However, we believe he's injured. They've signed BBL talent in Jamel Anderson and brought in Evan Walsh, who impressed for Leicester towards the end of the season. They've kitted out the rest of their kind of American import, or their import, sorry, with today they announced the signing of Austin Lawton, the kind of centre guy. They've got Nick Stampley. They've got Jalen Harris, Darius McNeil, and Mason Boucher. Boucher comes through the Canadian system and played, I think he played against people like Pat Whelan, DJ Lall, Kimble McKenzie in Canada in the summer as well. So what do you reckon we can expect from them, as well as they've got a new coach as well?
Manchester are a bit of an enigma this year. All of their signings came pretty late. The coach announcement came through, and honestly, until maybe last week or so, I hadn't really looked into them very much. I wasn't sure what to expect. But Manchester are always an interesting matchup for us. They always bring a lot of energy and tenacity, and with Jamel Anderson there, that's what you're going to get. He's an intense defender. He's developed his offensive game so much since he's left Leicester Riders and played elsewhere. He is a problem on both sides of the ball, and he will be a focal point for the guys in terms of trying to stop him. Without William Lee inside, we don't really know what to expect. But what we can expect is Manchester, probably the guards they've brought in, will be full of energy, will probably be good shooters, or will attack the basket relentlessly. We don't know what to expect in terms of how they'll work as a team. We haven't seen that yet. We've not really seen any preseason from them. There's nothing that's been publicly available. But what you can bet on is that Gareth, Alan and Darryl, all of our coaching staff, will have done their research. They'll have preparations for every little thing. These guys are going to get ready for us. And we'll be ready from the tip to the last shot of the game to make sure this goes as well as it can.
Yeah, and when you go looking at some of these guys Manchester brought in, you instantly look at your Andersons, William Lee as well, who was at the start of last season, won player of the month for the first month of the season and was looking like an outside shout for something like a MVP race, which would have been insane had he not got hurt. And that really kind of troubled their season, has come back as well. And you think on paper, are they deeper than last year, potentially? They're great unknown, and most people have predicted them to be quite low down, bottom end making the playoffs maybe just. But again, you looking at highlights of their guy like Mason Boucher, I think he's the one that looks, from their imports, the strongest. And it's going to be a compelling matchup, seeing how players like Jamel, Legend Robertson, Evan Walsh, if Callum Jones gets minutes, does Nick Lewis get big minutes, and then you see these new Americans.
Evan Walsh is what I'm going to keep an eye on. As you mentioned, when he stepped on the court later on in the season for Leicester, he actually had a really big impact. A couple of games he had against us, he did really well. And if he can, I think he's probably going to be one of the guys who's going to be, from the guard position, probably leading the charge in terms of this is what to expect from the BBL. And that's the challenge you have with bringing in a squad with a lot of the guys have not played in the league before, is that you have to learn very quickly how the league plays, otherwise you will struggle. And it will be interesting to see, because we are not playing the standard style of BBL basketball that maybe some teams would expect. Because we're trying to go for that European style and have a European standard for ourselves, we might play slightly differently to what they may say on any other given night. So that in itself could be interesting to see. How do they match up against that? Maybe we are the team that knows how to break them down really easily, and maybe they do better against other teams, or maybe it's the other way around. We have no idea of knowing. For me, the first quarter, how we come out of the gates and how they respond to that will dictate how that game goes very early on.
Absolutely. So let's look at the season as a whole, or the league as a whole. We see the strength and depth of London, arguably with two imports still to announce, if they're even going to do they even need to use them. They've brought in GB vet Gabe Oluseni. They've brought in top-end Pro-A talent from France, Matt Morgan, Connor Morgan from Turkey, Dante Grantham, and they've kept basically the core of their guys, including a fully fit Tariq Phillips. Who else? Obviously, London's a big kind of name ones to touch a bit on, but who else around the league stands out for you in terms of maybe just even select three players for me, Mitchell?
I mean, the obvious one for me straight off the bat, and anyone that's been following the pro side on Scotland will know the name I'm going to say already. Jordan Johnson at Newcastle is going to be a massive problem. We saw how he played when he was with the Rocks previously. He's gone away to Germany for a year. We played them in the preseason, and he was a nightmare the entire game. Full of energy, could pass the ball at will, could really score the ball too. He's going to be the man to watch, especially when it comes to Newcastle for me. He's going to, I think, lead the charge on them. And Newcastle as a team are going to be really tough to handle. They're pushing into Europe as well. They're playing the ENBL as well as Bristol. And I think that they are going to really make a push from where they were last year in the league. I think you could see them fighting for top four quite easily. A second player, we've touched on London already. I like Tariq Phillip. I think having him fully healthy is going to be really interesting to see. We haven't seen him fully healthy. Yeah, pretty much. We saw what he could do when he was coming back from injury at the end of last season, and even then he was a problem. I had the luxury of seeing him in person at a closed doors game between us and the Lions, and that was also even more amazing to see. The speeds and the agility he had on both sides of the ball was almost night and day compared to last year. You wouldn't have thought it was the same player. Another one, a bit of a weird one for me, is I'm actually quite interested in seeing Justin Robinson at Surrey.
All right.
Because Surrey's roster's kind of evolved a lot, and they seem to have really changed their approach this year. And I'm interested to see how Lloyd Gardner brings it all together for them.
Very much a kind of veteran core, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you've got Justin Robinson, who's a former MVP. You've got Andrew Lawrence, who's still there, who's GB national. If you looked at the British Basketball League survey they did for the preseason, Andrew Lawrence was voted the highest IQ player in the league. There's a reason why people respect him so much. They brought back Paddy Wang, who was one of their best players last year. So I'm interested to see what happens with Surrey, and I think Justin Robinson coming back to the British Basketball League will be really good to see.
Right.
How about for you? Who do you think?
Oh, for me, I've kind of turned into a big man loving guy. So Brad Green from Bristol looked great in the preseason. I like what he did in Austria last year. From Surrey, Jordan Hunt, I think he looks like for those who might not remember or who hopefully does, Will Creekmore, kind of big from Worcester back in the day. Creekmore was dangerous, and he kind of gives me those kind of vibes. A third one, I'm really, there's kind of two guys here. Nah, one, let's go one. TJ Atwood at Pats. There's a few guys in that Patriots lineup that look like they could do some damage, and actually Patriots do arguably look a lot stronger than they did at this time last season as well. So what it just tells me is it's arguably all the teams are deeper. Yeah, everyone had an extra import slot this year. Not every team's used that, though. London's still got two. Leicester have only used five, so they've got a spare guy. Everyone else, I think, now has filled them out. But a lot of benches look a lot deeper. Everything seems to be a bit more experienced as well, which is both has its pros and cons. So we head into the season. We've got a weekend full of fixtures. We're recording this Friday evening, I suppose, now. After we saw the Newcastle versus Sheffield game. Did anything stand out from that game for you, Mitchell?
For me, the one thing that stood out was Sheffield's defence. I think that, especially in the first half, and maybe the first half of the third quarter as well, their intensity and just slowing down the ball was incredible. Ramsey played amazingly. For me, that was the standout player in terms of his defensive impact and leading the game and leading the charge for Sheffield to really stay in that game. You look at Newcastle scoring over the preseason, they've been averaging about maybe 110 points, maybe 115 points a game, and they get held to the mid-70s against in the first game of the league. That's a big achievement for Atiba to do that. And for Sheffield to do that is also massive. That is their style of play. They like to play physical. They like to slow it down. They like to have that bump and grind style of play. And we saw that with the free throws. That was the story of the game for me, was the amount of free throws that Newcastle got that it just didn't go in Sheffield's favour this game. So it's a learning experience for them. Newcastle fought through it. They had a really bad stint in the first and second quarter, but the second half, they just fought through it. They found their rhythm. Taj Green got going in the second half, and then that was the game. That was the end of it. Once he found his rhythm, and that's proven to be the X factor. Taj Green came off the bench for Newcastle in this game. And when he did in the second half in particular, the energy he brought and the impact he had in the game was massive. And I think that's a guy to keep an eye on, because we saw what he could do for Manchester last year. He's playing in a different system with a different structure, different guards around him, guards with a lot of experience in both domestic and international, and also European competition. This squad, Newcastle, are going to be very interesting to keep an eye on. But Sheffield aren't going to be a team that everyone's going to push over. They are going to fight every single game.
Well, my BTR predictions, I have Sheffield last. So, Mitchell, this has been awesome. If you can give us just a quick sentence to kind of show kind of some excitement towards the season, that would be superb. What are you most excited to see as a Gladiators fan with the season ahead?
I am looking forward not just to what the club can do on the court, but the impact it can have on the community around us and filling out that arena with fans. Not just for domestic, but for international play as well. It's going to be an incredible experience. And getting to see both men's and women in Europe for the first time in Scotland is, for me, it's a dream come true. I've never had this opportunity before to be this close to European basketball. And if you're as passionate about the sport as many of you are, this is the perfect time to come along and get involved.
Superb. Mitchell, thank you so much. For those listening, you'll hear after our dulcet tones, three quick recordings. I did at training with the guys before they set up for Manchester. So you'll hear from Coach Alan Keane, who's obviously one of the assistant coach for Gareth this season, GB International Pat Whelan, and new club captain Farrell Ali Hodgic. So thank you all for listening. Mitchell, thank you for joining us.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
And to everyone, have a happy start to the British Basketball League season. Join post-training with Patrick Whelan. Pat, heading into the weekend, play Manchester away before obviously London and travelling far and wide. How's the team looking going into the new season?
Yeah, I think we're building, you know, like every day we're getting a little bit better. We know we've got a lot of work to do in terms of getting on the same page, but in baby steps, we're getting there.
And yeah, how are you feeling? You obviously sat out when you first arrived with a bit of an injury. How's the body feeling? You feeling ready to go?
Oh yeah, I'm feeling great. I'm really excited to go, and been taking care of my body well, doing a lot of extra stuff in the weight room, and yeah, ready to go.
Obviously a new team for you, obviously, and some of the guys you obviously knew from previous trips and GB stuff as well. What's this group of guys like?
Yeah, I think all professional. I think that's the first thing. I think that's the most important thing. And everyone gets on well. Like everyone has a laugh together, and you know, I think we've got a good group. So yeah.
So heading off Manchester on Sunday, obviously nobody really knows how anyone's gonna be, but yeah, what can we expect from you guys for Sunday?
I think hopefully just high level, high IQ basketball, and tough defense. I think defensively we have to be a lot better. And I think offensively we have to really play smart basketball. I think that's what we're built for. So high IQ basketball and tough defense.
Brilliant. Pat, good luck. Cheers. And speak to you soon, man.
Yep.
Hey, joined by Alan Keane just after practice. We're heading into the first game of Sunday against Manchester. You've been around the guys for what, 4 or 5 weeks now. How's pre-season been?
Pre-season's been great. It's actually been a pleasure, and you know, I can credit the guys for that, for me saying that. They're hard workers. They turn up every day. You got the ultimate professional 1 through 13 on this team. And that's easy to see, but actually when you get into starting building a relationship with these guys, they're just a pleasure to be around. Like I'm having conversations with Pat Whelan about his dog and me being a dog lover, and he's, you know, we're talking about golf, and Pharaoh's telling me
we need
about
to get a Gladiators golf day.
Would he what?
We need to get a Gladiators golf day.
We do, and I'll be a spectator more than a player. But yeah, no, they're great guys. Preseason's been great. They've been nice to be around. Practice has been a pleasure. And they're working hard.
So we obviously heading Sunday. Game's almost an unknown because you're not really able to scout. But what can we expect from our guys?
Yeah, it's a bit of a blind scout. You know, it's the first game. But like, if you put a hyper-focus on ourselves, I think, you know, talent-wise, if you look at both rosters, you know, everyone will say we've got a more talented roster. But it's unknown. But we it's safe to say that. So if we put a hyper-focus on ourselves and we do what we can do to the best of our ability, we expect to come out of there with a win, but we've got to show up and do the job. And Newcastle last Sunday was an eye-opener in some ways, where we have to be better, and we're hyper aware of that, and we're going to come prepared, ready to do that on Sunday against Manchester.
And for you, you were away with the GB Junior stuff over the summer. How was that experience for you? And it looked like a good group of guys.
Great guys. A lot of people said to me, it's not the most talented group you've had down through the years. I disagree. We need to define what is talent. They were the hardest working group I've ever coached at the national team level. And the balance between business-like and having fun, I think we got it right this year more than any other year, which led to us having a 6-1 record.
Yeah,
we lost one game in the last 30 seconds. Unfortunately, it was a quarterfinal. But those guys were fantastic. And I think there's a bright future ahead for all those young men.
Back to the Gladiators, we've obviously got Manchester and London and trip over for BCL stuff in Turkey. What kind of experience or excitement is that for you as well as a coach to be involved in?
Yeah, it's great. It's the reason I came over here. And, you know, Gareth, we met in the summer, and he's, you know, when I saw the European venture, I was like, I want to be part of that. I think every coach in the country wants to be part of that. For me, it's an unknown. I've not been at that level. It'll be the first time in a Champions League coaching on the sideline of the Champions League game in terms of those qualifiers. But I'm super excited. I'm going to soak up every minute I can. I'll be going back to my hotel room, taking notes and having reflections every evening, like I do from these practices, and it's a huge learning curve for me, so I'm really excited.
Brilliant, Alan. All the best. Good luck.
Thank you.
And we'll speak to you soon. We're joined down to training with Farrell Hodgett. Farrell, welcome back.
Awesome.
Year two, now club captain. How are you feeling?
Amazing. Getting ready for the season. It's been a good 5 weeks together with the guys. You know, I've learned a lot about my teammates, and you know, we've already been on a couple trips away from home. We're getting ready for our new arena. You know, we're excited to be playing in Europe this season and compete in the new BBL.
Yeah, so obviously first game up against Manchester, very much unknown quantity. They've got a couple of guys coming back or guys staying in the league. What should we expect from that game on Sunday?
Yeah, they have a couple experienced guys from the league. You know, we're not 100% sure. You know, we're not 100% sure about how, you know, they're going to play against us, you know. But we are, you know, we just need to play our own game. You know, we need to stick to our strengths, and you know, just beat them with our own game instead of worrying about what they're all about.
So obviously, in between all the returning guys, we've got a lot of new guys about camp. How are the new guys settling in? And yeah, how is the feeling in camp going into the first game of the season?
Yeah, it's been good. I think that, you know, everybody feels like they've got something to prove. You know, it's great. I'm team captain this year, so you know, my job really is to make sure guys are doing what they're supposed to be doing every day, and you know, and that we're staying on track and focused on our goals. And you know, I'm happy to be around these guys. You know, it's being you know, we have a really good group together, a good character. So, you know, it's all about being able to perform together.
Yeah, and I've obviously just watched kind of practice there. It seems like the guys are all together, loads of chatting in between. There's no real kind of distinct groups. It seems like a really close-knit group of guys.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like everybody on the team has a good character. You know, everybody can talk to everybody. And, you know, I feel like our team goals, you know, everyone's on the same page.
Yeah. Brilliant. Farrell, good luck at the weekend. Good luck with the trip off to Turkey too. And all the best, man.
Yes, sir.